Jonathan Crowe, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thanks, Kathleen.
So are you packing your bags, getting everything ready for the really big tour coming up, the TSO heading to New York, to Ottawa and Chicago?
No, it's pretty exciting. I'm not packing anything. I haven't traveled with an actual checked luggage suitcase in about 25 years. I'm not starting now the way Pearson is working. But we're really excited for this tour. And we're excited, I think, in particular, to get back to Carnegie Hall to play in New York.
It was with the TSO back in 2011 when you guys played at Carnegie Hall. And I have to say that was an unforgettable experience. Electrifying, actually, to be in this space and experience that it really is all it's cracked up to be. What are your feelings about that place?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much history with Carnegie Hall. When you think of the concerts that have taken place there before, when you think of all the amazing artists that have toured there. And it's kind of the highlight of everybody's career to go to Carnegie Hall. And then, of course, the sound in the hall, if you look at it, it shouldn't really sound great because halls are not supposed to be shaped like circles. They're not supposed to be kind of like the size of Carnegie. They're supposed to be shoeboxes. And then you get in and none of that matters. It's just perfect. The sound is amazing on stage. You can hear yourself so well. And it's just this experience that you get there and what comes back at you is so incredible that inspires you to look for even more in the sound that you're making yourself.
And why is touring important for the TSO?
I think there's a lot of reasons. I mean, very pragmatically, orchestras never get to play repertoire more than a few times because generally we'll do something two or three times in a week, maybe four if it's a very, very popular program. And then we don't see that music for, you know, 3, 5, 10, 15 years. And there's something about touring where you can take the same program and have the opportunity to grow with it and to kind of learn as you go. So if we perform something three times in Toronto and then we take it on tour for, you know, this time it's three performances, by the time you get to the sixth performance, you really feel like you know the repertoire. You feel like you can be spontaneous and you've gotten to a point where it doesn't have to be perfectly planned out all the time. And I think that's when you get the greatest music making, where you have great preparation, but also room for miracles to happen in concert. And for us to go in particular to Carnegie, I think there's something very Canadian about us going to the States and wanting to be recognized in America. But I think that's important for Toronto itself, right? We want to be a great orchestra for Toronto. But I think Torontonians also want to be proud of their symphony. They want to see the Toronto Symphony going to the big cities and making it big in New York and feeling like, you know, when we come back that they come and support us. We're their orchestra.
The program that you're touring to that end includes Sammy Musa's Symphony No. 2, Lalo's Symphony Espanol, and a suite from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, and is described as the story of the 21st century TSO. How does this program reflect where and what the TSO is today?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Gustavo, when he first joined, he wanted to have artists in residence and composers in residence at the Toronto Symphony. So Sammy Musa has been one of our composers in residence, and we premiered the Symphony No. 2. And we actually switched the tour program from a different piece of his, because when we premiered the symphony, we realized, wow, this piece is incredible and it needs more chances to be heard. It shouldn't just be heard one time in Toronto. We should take it on the road. We should give the world an opportunity to hear this piece. Maria Duenas is one of the world's great young violinists. She's somebody I came across maybe 8 years ago when I was adjudicating the preliminary rounds of the Montreal International Competition. Man, just an incredible bundle of talent. And I saw her video recordings and was just kind of overwhelmed by how great she was. And more specifically, how well she was communicating from stage, even as, you know, barely a teenager. She really had something to say and still does. So this is going to be a great chance for us to kind of perform in Carnegie with a really up and coming young artist who's going to be a star if she isn't already.
That's really exciting.
And Romeo and Juliet, one of the great 20th century compositions. And I think it's something the orchestra plays very well. We've done a lot of 20th century music in the last little while, and we've grown to really enjoy it and be comfortable with it. And it's going to be a great showcase for us and for Gustavo, I think.
Now, you've done a lot of traveling and playing on your own, but what does it mean to you to travel with your home band, the TSO?
You know, it's really fun because you just get to show up at the airport and there's somebody that will take care of you. No, seriously, there's something very bonding about touring with an orchestra and everybody being in the same place at the same time and everybody walking back from the hall to the hotel together and talking about what just happened. And it's something that brings us closer. You know, it's a chance for us to get to know each other a little bit more, both musically and personally. And I think the bonds that we make on tour, you can see them on stage when we get back home, because we feel closer to each other as an orchestra. We feel like we've made better musical connections, and that transfers to the concerts we do afterwards.
And you're looking forward to sharing some deep dish pizza in Chicago?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we wish you all the best for this tour and your Chicago debut, actually, the TSO.
Yeah, looking forward. And Chicago Symphony is coming here almost at the same time. So it's pretty exciting. It's almost like we're doing an exchange of orchestras.
Fantastic. Well, safe travels and toy, toy, toy.
Thank you very much.